So they get all eight done.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is just, if this one's done, this is just e pluribus unum.
Just one more.
And I got to do another one at 9 in the morning. Then. Back here to my doodle sheet.
Something that's driving me crazy.
Not really. Actually, if you start looking, if you start understanding how these things fit together and how what to look for, and it's good. It's really good. It's really good for me too, because I never considered myself much of an interviewer, you know.
Yeah.
And I need to practice it as well.
I'm doing all right. Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. All right. I think we have to back up here when we're talking about what flies around the house and lays eggs in your old clothes and eats them up. And
moths.
Okay. And what flies around with a light in its tail and flashes at night?
Firefly.
Any other names that you might have for that?
No.
Okay. I'm sure I got this thing. Yeah, that's fine. See the needle bouncing anyway? One way to find out real quick. Alright. Nothing desperate there. It's really not a good practice to stop the tape any time, but since we didn't go through any items.
Yeah.
That, you know, one reason is, I think, it's not a good practice to stop it, is to, it tends to you kind of wonder whether you're cluing the informant on what to say or not, and that's not what you... But since this is right at the very first of the tape, that's why I keep it rolling before. I don't try to stop it. Okay. What about the long, thin-bodied insect that looks like the body of it? It sometimes has a head with two eyes like this. It's got kind of a thin body, and it has a big wing there. A big
butterfly.
No, this looks like a butterfly, no. But these are usually transparent-type wings.
Dragonfly.
Okay. You ever heard them call anything else?
No.
Okay. You ever heard any stories or any myths about when they're around?
No.
Okay. You ever heard them called a snake feeder or a mosquito hawk?
No.
Okay. What kind of stinging insects do you know of?
Bees, wasps, spiders, scorpions, fleas.
Okay. What about the flying one that makes a big nest like this that has? It's like
hornet.
Okay. And like for example, on hornet now. How many different types of hornet? Is there only one kind of hornet, or do you know many different types of hornets? Or
I only know of one type.
What color are they?
Brown.
Brown? But how big are they?
Quarter of an inch.
Quarter of an inch?
Inch.
Okay. Okay. Now, you were talking about, you said wasps. What would you call a single? Just one of them.
A wasp.
Okay. What kinds are there of those that you know?
I know of only one type.
Okay. What do they look like?
Brown.
Is it light brown?
Brown. They got a stinger in the back.
Okay. Are they the color brown of this chair? Or are they darker?
They have like alternating bands on the thorax.
Yeah.
And light. The wings are light brown. They sting the worst.
Okay. What about the type? Where do they build their nests?
Wasp nests, rafters, and things like that.
Oh, okay. What about the type that would go and build in the mud? You ever seen the type that would build a hole in the ground? Maybe build a, like if this was the ground, you might see that.
Yeah. I've never seen that.
Or sometimes under the eave of a house, you'll see.
Yeah. That's a wasp nest.
Okay. Is there any other names that you might call those?
No.
You ever heard mud dauber or nothing like that, huh? Okay. How about the kind that builds a nest in the ground? You ever heard of any kind of insect? Not a wasp necessarily, but kind of builds a stinging insect that builds a nest.
Oh, an ant. Yeah.
Ant does that too. Okay. All right.
Mosquitoes.
All right. All right.